In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shouting.
We do the Gospel of the Beatitudes for venerable saints of the Church. And so today, St. Hermann. St. Hermann, in his life, is a reminder and example to us of the value of steadfastness and patience and rootedness of as he did, to go to a place and to stay there and to dig roots and to be planted, in the sense to be planted before God and in the earth in that place, and indeed, as we said, to become a pillar of light, a pillar of prayer, connecting earth to heaven. His famous saying that we should love God from this day, from this hour, from this moment, let us love God above all and do His holy will, is a reminder to us of this being present in the moment, being present in God's presence. And as simple as it is, it's tremendously profound in its application and in the fruit that it invites to our soul. That we would be with God, living in God, where we are, in everyday living, in the simple tasks of life. St. Hermann's life, obviously, was very simple. Was very basic, living as a hermit in a hut and working for his basic necessities of life and keeping up a rule of prayer. And indeed, part of his rule of prayer was to do the services, to do Matins and Vespers every day, to read the parts that could be read by a believer. He was not a priest, Father Hermann. And so he did not do the full services as a priest would, but he did. He read the services as a reader would, as to do what was offered. And again, just steadfast, 40 years of consistency of doing the same thing, of doing before God what was necessary. He came out, and would defend the native people against the Russians, and indeed was invited to on the ship for that famous conversation that led to his famous saying. He asked those men what was most valuable in life. Well, what were their highest aspirations and dreams? And as each mentioned various things, a wife, a ship, a career, he pointed to Jesus Christ and said, is not Christ as valuable or more valuable than any of that, and certainly worthy of love more than as much as anything that we might aspire to? And they could not but agree with him. And that was his life. He, for the love of Christ, out of obedience, out of faithfulness, he went from this side of the globe to that side of the globe, from a monastic community of 1,000 monks, of a monastic village of Valam Monastery, the glorious Valam, where everything he had was there for him, beautiful services. And he went and became the church kind of in himself right there on Kodiak Island, Spruce Island. And he didn't think about his career or his legacy or what it would mean or what it would amount to or any of that. He gave it all to God and did his part. And that would be the lesson for any of us. We do what we're able to do for God and to live a decent and honest and God-fearing and faithful life. And we leave it to the Lord to decide what it all means and of how to measure it. and what it's worth. And indeed, as it turns out, that obscurity that he fled to led to fame and fortune and honor and veneration and indeed canonization and illumination as a saint of Christ's holy church. So let us take Father Herman's humbleness and obscurity and steadfastness and faithfulness to heart, and let this be an example and a way for all of us. Through the prayers of our Holy Father Herman, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.